brother's standing back there, and he's looking, and he's laughing because he knows all he has to do is call on his God, and his God is going to answer. Heads up today. How many of you know what a GPS system is? Raise your hand. Boy, y'all know y'all supposed to be here today. On the other evening when I was laying down, letting a movie put me to sleep, I had my television 3 steps before mute, and it was all nice and quiet. And suddenly, there was this chip that came out, and my television began to put on blast. GPS system from Best Buy. GPS system. Wherever you pick up our system, you get all of us. And they're showing this man in the tree and in the water and all over the place. And this family just grinning about their GPS system. And at first, I was kind of looking. I'm like, what is he talking about? I didn't know what a GPS system was. And I'm just listening, looking at the commercial, and wherever the family turned, this GPS man from Best Buy was right there pointing and clicking and just showing them which way to go. And I'm like, Lord, this don't make sense to me. But the world will jump. I'm so glad you came back. But the world would jump and shout. As I said before, my television was almost on mute until they began to scream about this GPS system. Somebody say GPS. And this morning, the Lord gave me confirmation when I talked to my brother over there. Right. Brother Young, Trustee Young. He said, oh, I love it. How many of y'all love y'all GPS system? Raise your hand. Come on, don't see that? Now you don't want to put them hands up. How many of y'all love your GPS system? Well, I'm like Elijah now. I'm like Elisha, because when the television came on and they start screaming about Best Buy, GPS, and Best Buy does this and it does that, and even before you leave the store, it's already set up. And I kept saying, GPS, I found out this morning, Brother Woods, it is the Global Positioning Satellite. And I still ain't impressed. And then my brother over there told me with pride, he was just so happy, yeah, I just love it. You know, you just put you in home and it gets you anywhere you want to go. You know, the last time I got lost, I just punched in my GPS and it got me from point A to point B. And you know how high gas is. And he was so proud of himself. He was just sitting there. Y'all know brother proud, ain't he? Say, proud, proud brother, ain't he? So he was just going on. I told him to pay attention to the sermon. So he was just all in. And you know what? Let me tell you. See, it's got the home base. That's what I love about it. Got the home base. And I was just listening to him. GPS. Love you, man. GPS. Ha ha. Global Positioning Satellite. Well, St. John, I came to tell you about my GPS. I came to tell you. Can I tell you about my GPS? Because just like Brother Trustee Young was telling me, wherever you are in the universe, see, wherever you are in the States, GPS will get you there. But let me tell you my GPS. Wherever I am in the universe, all I got to do is call on him. He said, call on me. That's my GPS. And you know what? Let me tell you about Best Buy. You know, Best Buy GPS, it's only good for 6 months. So 6 months down the line, it's going to come into a new, improved version. But let me tell you about my GPS. In the beginning was my GPS. In the beginning was my GPS. Before there was an earth, that was my GPS. Before there was a mountain, that was my GPS. Before there was hills and valleys, that was my GPS. I ain't talking about your GPS. I'm talking about my GPS. Can you say my GPS? And then I love Brother Young. He was talking about, you know, you can puck it in home. And wherever you are, it'll get you back there. I ain't going to get lost no more. But let me tell you, Brother Young, on my GPS system, I was lost for 25 years. But when I punched in to my GPS system, he told me to come on home. I ain't been lost in 25 years. He just bring me on home. When I go in dark places, he bring me out. When I go in a rough spot, he bring me out. Hallelujah. Somebody say my GPS. Hallelujah. Got to tell you about my GPS. Because what my GPS said, he said it like this. See, when you go to Best Buy, you got to go pick it out. Somebody say, pick it out. My GPS picked me up. Yes, it did. He said it like this in John 15 and 16. You have not chosen me, but I chose you. So when you looked at me, I've been picked by the best, baby. I ain't worried about the rest of it. My GPS system picked me out. Somebody say, he picked me. See, he ain't picked y'all. My GPS picked me. Oh, that's what y'all don't know. My GPS is God's precious son. My GPS is God's powerful son. My GPS is God's priceless son. See, they have to make another GPS at Best Buy. But I tell you what, when my GPS came out, you can't improve on what God had done with my GPS. Somebody say, I got a GPS. See, y'all ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. And then let me tell you like this. Glory to God. I'm kind of happy. Can y'all tell? Elijah was standing there. He said, go and call on your God. Go and call on your God. See, let me tell you. Your GPS, Brother Young, the rest of y'all that got them, y'all probably had to buy something to get them. But let me tell you, all I had to do is say, Lord, have mercy. And he picked me up. See, your GPS may not be able to go in the water, but my GPS can go in the water, in the earthquake, in the tunnel, in the windstorm. He can go wherever I need to go. Uh-huh. Look, I ain't worried about your GPS, but let me ask you this. Can your GPS bring you food when you hungry, give you clothes when you naked, give you peace of mind in a storm? Because if your GPS can't do that for you, come on over to my GPS, baby. I got a GPS. When you ain't got no food, call on him and set the table. My GPS gonna make sure you get a chance to eat. Somebody said, my GPS. See, y'all ain't happy yet. Woo, glory. And let me tell you. When trouble rise, I don't know what your GPS will do, but it tell me, when trouble rise, dark clouds come over my head. I don't have one that I can go to my car, but I got a telephone in my bosom, and I can call up my GPS wherever I am. And my GPS don't say, what's wrong with you now? But he come around it to see what I want. He come around it. Hallelujah. How many of y'all got that GPS? Oh, don't play me now. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen where a GPS will pay a bill for you. Glory to God. Got anybody up in here? I serve a GPS that when my money get low and my tithes is paid, I call on the Lord, and somewhere between that day and the final notice, he paid my bill. I tell you, can your GPS do what my GPS can do? Hallelujah. Who in here got a GPS? Hallelujah. Elijah stood there. He said, I ain't worried. I'm like Elijah. I don't need a Best Buy GPS. I got a God who knew the way before there was a way. According to his word, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes unto the Father but by me. If you love on this highway, on this Christian journey, I don't know if you can make it to Best Buy, but from wherever you are, if you look toward the hill from which cometh your help, you can call up the GPS that I know, and he will come and see about you. My GPS. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Kind of happy today, y'all. Hallelujah. In the midnight hour, whether my back is aching with pain or not, if I just want somebody to call, see, Brother Young might have to get his GPS and dial somebody. But I'll get my GPS and I'll lay on my bed and say, Father, and he'll come down and have a conversation. Sometimes I can crawl up in the lap of my GPS, and he'll just rock me to sleep. Oh, he'll just rock me. He'll rock me. He'll rock me. Do you know anything about a GPS? How many of y'all know about God's precious Son? How many of you know about God's powerful Son? Oh, y'all don't know about it. Y'all don't know about it. See, let me tell you. When the children of Israel was trying to cross the Red Sea, they didn't have no GPS from Best Buy. But let me tell you what they had. They had Moses. He stretched out the rod in the name of Jesus, and the Red Sea parted. That's what my GPS will do. Hallelujah. And then, when they were out in the wilderness, they got tired of eating bread. They said, Lord, I need something else to eat. So let me tell you what my GPS did. He rained down quail. Oh, he rained it. Somebody say he'll rain it down. He'll rain down quail for you. And then, in the midnight hour, when Advil won't work and Excedrin don't work, I know, like the woman in the Bible, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Your GPS got a hem. See, my GPS got a hem. And if I just touch the hem of his garment, he got more medicine in the hem of his garment than all the Walgreens and the CVS stores on both sides of the Jordan River. That's my GPS. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I got my GPS. See, when the world came out with a GPS, they thought they were doing something. But let me tell you, if you got one, I ain't mad at you. But make sure you got the right one. Make sure you're connected to a GPS that answers your phone call, 911. Make sure you got a GPS that knows when you hurt before the first pain hits you. Make sure you got a GPS that knows he don't need to wait till your barrel get low. But when you start getting empty, call on him. Make sure your GPS know they got a bank somewhere. When you need some money, if he don't send you money, he'll send you away to get whatever you need. Do your GPS. Somebody say, I got a GPS. And then, Brother Young was saying, his GPS, I like it like this. He said, you know, gas is high, so you can't afford to get lost. You know, put it in your GPS and it'll take you there. Let me tell you, we're in the last days, and time is short. The time we used to have, we don't have it anymore. So if you're losing time on this side, today is the first day of the rest of your life. You need to get connected to the GPS, because God's precious Son knows how to bring you from devil's hell to glorious life. The GPS that we serve knows how to bring you from outdoors to in the house. The GPS that we serve knows how to bring you in the ark of safety. You don't have the time that you used to have. It's time out for slipping and tripping and dipping in both sides of the river. You got to make up your mind. Which GPS will you really shout about today? Who can shout about their GPS? See, we ain't connected. We ain't connected. I was laying in bed, wasn't bothering nobody, and Best Buy commercial just rang up, shook my room. And here we are connected to the best GPS in the universe. And we sit there like a bump on a log. Now let me ask you some questions. Who in here been saved with the GPS since you've been alive today? Who in here knows about the GPS opening doors when there are no doors? Do you know about a GPS being a way out of no way? Do you know about the GPS healing you when you ain't got no medication? Do you know about the GPS that will save you from your sins? Do you know about the GPS who will be light in dark places? Do you know about the GPS will be your lawyer in the courtroom, your doctor in the sick room? Do you know about the GPS who will bring not only your kids home, but bring your crazy self home as well? And last but not least, have your seat. Last but not least, when we were deep in our sins, one fit to live and too mean to die. I read from Genesis to Revelation, but I don't see nowhere in here where they call Best Buy. I don't see nowhere in here where they call Jack Smith. I don't see nowhere in here where they call the Chevy dealer or the Ford dealer. But I know it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I don't know what your GPS says, but my GPS says when I couldn't die for myself, Christ died for me. When I couldn't hold up myself, he held me up. When I couldn't do nothing for myself, he did everything for me. And when I wasn't fit to be chosen, he looked beyond my fault and picked me anyway. Did he pick you? Did he pick you? Did he pick you? So I stand as Elijah. I don't care how many Best Buy commercials come on. I got a GPS of my own. I don't care how many cars they sell with a GPS. I got one of my own. I don't have to cut myself. I don't have to pay for it. He already paid the price over 2,000 years ago. My GPS came through 42 generations. My GPS was beat with stripes for my sins and yours. My GPS. My GPS. They hung him on Calvary's cross, and he hung there from the 6th until the 9th hour. My GPS. When they took him down, they laid him in a borrowed tomb. And my GPS laid there all night Friday. My GPS laid there all day Saturday. But let me tell you what I love about my GPS. On Sunday morning, he got up with all power. He got up with all power. That day, he went from being God's precious son to God's powerful son, because he got up with all power in his hand. Church, as we sit here today, I don't know if you have a GPS that you're proud of. If you want to talk Best Buy, Brother Young is over there. But if you want a GPS that'll feed you when you're hungry, if you want a GPS that will give you peace in a storm, if you want a GPS that will give you shelter in a trying storm, if you want a GPS that will pay your bills when you ain't got no money, if you want a GPS that'll be your doctor when you don't have any medicine, a lawyer when you're in the courtroom, if you want a GPS that'll be a mother for the motherless, a friend in time of trouble, then let me tell you about my GPS. His name is Jesus, the lily of the valley, Jesus, the Friday morning star, Jesus, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And not only can he go in your car, he can go in your house, he can go in your heart, he can go wherever you go. So when you look at us today, I got a GPS. Do you have a GPS? Do you have a GPS? And with my GPS, I don't know about you, but when I look at my GPS, I can make an announcement. I've been picked by the best by my GPS. I've been picked by the best with my GPS. Can you say that with me? I've been picked by the best with my GPS. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Will there be one today? Will there be one today? Will there be one today? While the blood is running warm in your veins,
If you confess the Lord.
With everyone today. If you got one from the back line and don't have one from glory, you need to call him up today. With everyone today. Let's check out our CDS.
If you believe on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Let's check it out.
Darkness comes your way.
Come on, let's call him by GPS.
He'll brighten up your day.
Come on, St. John. With everyone today.
When darkness comes your way. Call him up.
Come on.
He'll brighten up your day. Oh.
My Lord, my God.
If you believe.
Say something, because you know what?
I can't stop.
Don't fool me now, you got a better GPS. Hallelujah. My GPS tell you. Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop. Stirred up in here. And I need y'all to just kind of scoot, just move your hind end a little bit like this. I want to make sure y'all ain't sitting on super glue. Because I know y'all all right. You all right? All right. Praise the Lord. Y'all, what's this y'all doing? You know, we need some Jericho. Spiritual Jericho up in here. All right. How many of y'all know I'm telling the truth? Now I wore my dancing shoes now. I dance on you. Hallelujah. Does anybody in here have a reason to praise God? Did he do anything for you since the last time we were here? See, some of y'all still ain't moved. Do y'all even know the Lord this morning? Y'all don't know, but in Sunday school, we have a friendly competition. Women's class against the men's class. And for the first time, somebody said first time. Today, so I know why the men quiet. They being cool. Because for the first time, they had more money than the women. Men, stand up. Stand up, men. Stand up, men. Y'all say amen for the men. Y'all can't even say amen for the men. Y'all feel better now? All right. All right. Hallelujah. If you didn't come to have a good time, you're at the wrong church. Praise the Lord and have a good time. Amen. We're going to ask at this time as we're going to get ready for our offering. And in the middle of our offering, the candidate and those of us who are going in the water will be getting dressed. So at this point, we're in the hands of the deacons. Amen. Amen. Can't forget that. Amen. Y'all all right? Oh. Ooh, I like that you feel. Amen. Amen.